Hey, hockey fans, Perry Lascaris here, ready to kick off Season 2 of the CCHA show. And we're going to get things going right away with Blake Pietila, fifth-year senior goalie from Michigan Tech, as well as Luke Strand, the new head coach of the Minnesota State Mavericks. Season 2, Episode 1, firing things up right here. Hope you enjoy the show. All right, joining me now on the CCHA show, we're getting ready for the 23-24 season, and it's fifth-year senior Blake Pietila at Michigan Tech. Blake, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to talk some Tech hockey and what you've been up to for this last summer here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Just kind of been up here at school most of the summer, staying up here, enjoying the lake up here, and enjoying the facilities we have here and kind of getting ready for this new season.
Before we get to that season, I want to ask you, because I know I've talked to you guys about this before, but the golf up there, I know you guys got a great setup. How much golf did you guys get in, and do you feel yourself, you're getting better at golf at all, or what do you think?
Yeah, it's probably just steady for me. a few good rounds, a few bad rounds. Yeah, I try to play a couple times a week up here, so we definitely took advantage of that, yeah.
What made you decide to come back for a fifth year with this group?
Yeah, it was a pretty easy decision for me. Just another year to develop on the ice and off the ice. Great campus here, great learning facility. So I'm able to get my master's here in business. So I'll do the MBA program here. And then just another year to be able to, try to take that next step as a team and win the CCHA and, try to have as good a year as we can. So, yeah, it was a pretty easy decision for me.
Has this offseason felt any different from previous ones since you've come to Michigan Tech?
No, it's felt a lot kind of like last season, last summer. Just you're an older guy in the team, so just meeting new faces. So it's kind of felt the same in a way, just every summer working on your game and trying to get better at specific areas. So yeah, it was pretty similar.
Is it nice to, get one step further away from the COVID year and what you guys had to go through? Some guys a little more than others as far as being the veterans that were on the team when you were, first got there to now, there's several steps out from having to deal with some of those kind of things. But, as a player, do you feel like it's more normal than it has been before?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I haven't really thought about COVID in a while now. I feel like it's been a few years now, so it's nice to kind of be able to put that behind you and just enjoy all the fans and the community and just kind of get back to normal hockey.
Now looking back to last season, obviously it didn't end how you guys wanted to, but now that you've had a few months to take a step back and maybe away from your play and how the team did and look at last season, you have to probably think of it as a success.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's probably a lot of people that just were kind of unsure of how our season would go, a lot of top guys leaving and, just a lot of unknown. And I think we kind of proved a lot of people wrong if people were doubting us. So, it was just kind of prove that you take it as a team and you can go as far as you want and it's more of a team game. So, I think it was probably a success. We won a tournament in Arizona. So, it was cool to kind of do that and kind of represent the CCHA in that way.
Yeah, a couple teams in the tournament there. A few guys, obviously, you had the big turnout. The result notwithstanding, you had a lot of fans down to Pennsylvania for your tournament game, and it's something you want to make. Obviously, you want to make that a routine for Michigan Tech to make it that far and even further.
Yeah, exactly. It was cool. I think they lit up maybe two or three buses. Traveled down there. I think they drove overnight. I'm not even sure how far of a drive it was, but it's crazy the dedication, the support that we have here from our school and our fans. And yeah, it'd be great to kind of make that tradition and kind of expect to be in the tournament every year.
You took home just about every award the CCHA had to offer last year, as well as some big national awards, All-American. What does that mean to you? I know you're a pretty humble guy and it runs in your family, I'm sure, but obviously it had to be a little bit of pride to be taken by some of the things that you were awarded for.
Yeah, it means a lot. I think it just shows the hard work that you kind of put in all summer and as a team through the year. And it's a long season, so you don't really think about it from day one. They just kind of show up, and I think it's just good awards for your team as well. And as a goalie, I think they're mostly team awards. You can't be in a a bad team and get all these awards. So just kind of just recognize everyone on our team, coaching staff, everything they do every day, and just kind of the hard work you've kind of put in. So yeah, it was definitely a great honor for sure.
Of course, Coach Sean, also the coach of the year. You had the rookie of the year and Kyle Kukkonen. What do those folks, I know, especially Kyle on the offensive end, especially late in the season, he really kind of stepped up, and from where he maybe was early in the season, kind of they talk about, you know, the second half of the year, there's no freshman anymore, but he could kind of speak on his play and how he, what he added to you guys offensively.
Yeah, he's a great player. Yeah, I kind of saw it all year. Maybe the points and the goals didn't really show on the stat sheet, but I knew he was a great player all year in practice. You can see it. He's one of the hardest working guys, and he's scoring in practice. So you just knew it was just a matter of time until you start putting the puck in the net and kind of showing up on the score sheet. But yeah, he's a great player. He means a lot to our team, and just him being so young, you still kind of see him as a leader and kind of rely on him to put the puck in the net. So just shows a testament to how good of a player he is and a team player that he is.
And Coach Sean, he's been one of the most successful coaches as far as, you know, just winning percentage and having success at this level. You know, how has your maybe opinion him or thoughts on Coach Sean changed from when you're being recruited to now and what he brings to the table and kind of his coaching style?
Yeah, he's a great coach. He was assistant coach when I was recruited, so I didn't really have the head coach interaction with him. So
right.
I talked to him a few times. And then when he got the job, yeah, he reached out, and so I didn't really know too much about him. I mean, obviously, he's getting hired by Tech. He's a great coach, and as you can see, we've got a lot of wins the past few years, and obviously that starts with him, and he puts the game plans together and the lineups together. So yeah, he definitely knows what he's talking about, and he's been a great help to our success so far.
How has your goalie coach, you know, Jamie Phillips, helped you grow as a goaltender throughout your career so far?
Yeah, he's been a great addition. I think he came in kind of during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got to spend a lot of time with him. And during COVID, there's like a lot more practices. So really got to develop with him and kind of work on the small, finer details of my game. Yeah, it's been great to have someone there just kind of pick his brain. I mean, he knows a lot. He's an NHL draft pick. He's played pro, so he's seen a lot, and it's great to be able to kind of bounce ideas off him and just learn new drills and kind of stuff that you can implement into your own game for sure.
I know he's big in social media and go on that route as far as how he's trying to kind of branch out as a coach. You know, he's used some videos from your guys' practices and stuff to kind of illustrate his points. Do you feel like that's like the next step as far as coaching goes, as far as, you know, finding kids that want to be goalies and kind of almost being discovered that way?
Yeah, for sure. I think with today's day and age, the technology, I think you can definitely use it as a recruiting tool. You can send videos back and forth. And as far as coaching too, which I think we may be implementing into this year, is like sending video, and he kind of cuts it down, gets it back to us. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it is definitely a new way you can learn and kind of adapt, which is pretty cool, I think.
Last year, you know, on top of the single season and some of the career records, you were able to, I believe his shutout record was included in these, but what are your thoughts on breaking those school records and potentially some league records that could go down here in this next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. Kind of like I mentioned before, you don't really think about it too much until someone taps you and lets you know that you did pass the record. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Obviously, you just, a lot of those turned into wins, which are more important. So I think just if you kind of get your eyes set on getting wins for the team, mm-hmm. Then I think everything kind of falls in place like they did.
For sure. And I believe I saw 4 Pietilas on the roster this year. Are you guys trying to set that some kind of record there too as well?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the record here at Tech is for brothers and cousins on a team. But yeah, we got 4 this year, which is really exciting.
So you got, I believe, at least a cousin and a couple of brothers. Is that the case?
Yep. So Logan, he's returning for 5th year as well.
Yep.
One brother. And then my brother Chase, he's a freshman, just fresh off of Youngstown Phantoms in the USHL. And then cousin Jed Piotrowski, he's returning. He'll be a senior this year. So yeah, it's pretty cool to have all of us. And we kind of all grew up together, so it's cool to be on the same team again.
Was that any part of the reason to come back, is to play with Chase? Or was it obviously just added on top of what you guys kind of plan on having another successful year here?
Yeah, I think it was just more added on, just another bonus. Never got to play with him because just the 4-year age difference. So it's cool to be able to kind of finally be able to do that and see it happen.
I know you've only had a few, a week, maybe a week and a half of of being on the ice together here, but you know, throughout the summer and being able to, you know, whether it's lift or other kind of activities with your team, how do you feel about this team going into this year? Obviously maybe with some more expectations than you had going into last year, but maybe, you know, inside the room, you guys have the same kind of ideals of what you want to put together.
Yeah, we always, every year, I think you always had the same goals and aspirations, no matter what's going on outside the locker room. But yeah, I really like the team this year. We got a lot of really good, solid freshmen, a new D-core. And from what I can tell, the first couple weeks here, seems like I will be a good, solid team and everyone can pull their own weight. So it's good to see when you got freshmen coming in that can step up and do the roles that maybe people have left. And then also people continuing to grow from sophomore class, junior class. So yeah, it's cool to be able to see that. And hopefully it'll turn out to be a good season.
And what do you try to instill in some of the younger guys? I know Max is back, between the pipes, you know, backing you up and just some of the younger players. What kind of ideals do you try to instill this early in the season?
Yeah, just kind of that. It's a team game, and maybe kind of wherever you came from, you might have been the top player on your team there, or in your different organization. But once you come to Tech, Coach Sean, he has a plan. And just kind of fit whatever role the team needs you in that moment. And whether that may be first line, power play, maybe killing penalties, just kind of adapt to your role and just whatever you can do to help the team win, I think is kind of what you try to push on the younger guys coming in.
And also we've seen, especially with Tech, you guys have had some guys change positions in the middle of their careers, and they've succeeded there. What can you kind of attribute that to, do you think?
Yeah, I think just the recruiting that Tech does here, they get guys who can, like I said, adapt to their roles and do what they need to help the team win. Like Jay Crespi, he was a forward, recruited as a forward, and then he switched over defenseman and he did a great job. So I think just the type of hockey players and people that Tech likes to recruit, I think that just kind of shows what they can do here and the success they can have.
What are we looking at for you course-wise? You said you're coming back for your master's here, but what does your school look like for the upcoming semester here?
Yeah, so this year I'm doing the business master's. I just have it's four classes and it's one every night, so they're evening classes. So I have one class from 6 to 8:45 p.m., which is kind of different. I'm used to having morning classes 8 a.m. But yeah, so it's a little different. I do my homeworks in the morning now, and then after practice I go right to class. So it's a little different change, but it's not too bad so far.
And I just have to ask you about the goalie room that you're in. I know, Max is, I've seen what he's able to do, the chances he's got on the ice. He's been very solid. What's that dynamic life like for you guys, being able to, have someone like Max who is a talented goalie, and you guys maybe push each other throughout the week?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah,
and Michael as well. Yep.
Mike and Mike Morelli and Max, it's great, especially when you can come back and kind of have the same goalie room. You already have that bond and that special connection between the three of us. So, yeah, it's great in practice. They both have a great weeks of practice last week. They both look really good. So, yeah, it's good to be able to kind of be competitive. And, when you play games on the ice against each other in practice, you want to beat each other. You're great friends off the ice. So, yeah, it's good to be able to have that close connection and also compete against each other on the ice. I think it's just healthy, good competition for the team.
And lastly, I just want to ask you about the excitement coming in. I know you talked about the fans earlier, but when the MAC is jumping, there probably isn't a better place to be playing college hockey in the country. Just is that something that you look forward to in the middle of the summer, whether it's July, August? Maybe you're on the course, but just knowing that down the road you're going to have that feeling again.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of notice it more when students start showing up on campus, and it's been a long time since they've seen a game at the MAC. So just the fresh faces and kind of seeing everyone in the stands, for sure, it kind of gets you excited and maybe makes practices go a little faster, because you're looking forward to that home opener for sure.
Passion, talent, development. NCAA hockey offers all that, and its players graduate at a 93% rate. Trevor Zegras.
And they score on the lacrosse move.
Jake Gensel.
Gensel banks it towards the goalie. Score!
Kale McCarr.
He scores!
Stars on campus before the NHL stage. Whether you're a fan or a player, nothing compares to college hockey.
My goodness! gracious me!
Visit collegehockeyinc.com and follow at College Hockey.
All right, joining me on the CCHA show is Luke Strand, head coach, Minnesota State Mavericks, entering his first year. And first of all, just want to once again welcome Luke to the league, and welcome to your first appearance here on the podcast.
Thank you. It's an exciting moment, obviously, not only for me, but for the program where we're going and in the direction we want to continue to, you know, they've got a good thing going, so we want to keep that going.
How has the summer been for you? Obviously the move and things like that to deal with, but just overall, what have you been able to do away from the ice?
Yeah. You know what? It was a great summer. I think very loaded with obviously change, but you know, making the move, the transition to a new community, spending a ton of time building relationships with our guys. We were here for 6 weeks during the summertime. They were training, taking class. So it's good to catch them on the fly on those pieces, but then coach Team USA in the Linka tournament, that was busy, and then obviously just physically moving, that's another one in itself.
Very cool. And just, you know, from your introductory press conference and from your first few weeks around campus and around the city, what's your biggest, I guess, takeaway from the excitement that there is for Mankato hockey?
The biggest thing is, one, there's been so much done before we got here, which we want to not only like give them all the praise in the world what's happened, but we want to make sure we can try to do our part of continuing that excitement. And the fan base here, the community, they deserve everything, what has been built around us prior to getting here. So their excitement is at a high and equal as ours. We were excited to get going here and spend some time on the rink and hopefully put a product on the ice that they're accustomed to.
Who from the community or from campus, obviously the folks that brought you in, but like who from the community and the alumni base, did anybody contact you when you were hired to just kind of either give you some advice or just, you know, just some words of, you know, encouragement?
There's lots of words and thoughts for sure. I think the exciting part, one, the alumni, I think over time in the game, you get to know whether as there was players or after their college careers, there's a great footprint here that has been left behind by that alumni group. Some are here in town. Darren Blue definitely has got a huge influence after playing here, coaching here, being very connected in the community. We've done a few functions with alumni between golf outings and some meet and greet things that have been, you know, great reception. But then even deeper is the community. The business leaders in town, the economic value that I believe the hockey program brings to the community here in Mankato. But we want to be involved in the everyday life of a lot of activities outside the boards. And that has put our players and our staff out in forefront of a lot of things, pushing every opportunity we can to make sure we're getting connected to the community with a deep root.
What were the biggest draws for you to, you know, obviously be a head coach again, but to come back, to come to Mankato and just seeing where this program's been, obviously is big, I'm sure. But what were the things that you saw in this whole package, I guess?
Well, I mean, Minnesota State, the footprint of that's here in my world, I grew up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. That's 3 hours away. I had lived a significant amount of my life in Sioux City, Iowa. That's 3 hours away the other direction. It's dead center. You know, I think what's done before us here with Mike and you know, Jutz and Brosey and everyone that's been involved in this program, that's exciting to know. It's been in such great hands along the way, and their care for the program is still elite. And for us to be a part of that is exceptional. I mean, we've had family members went to school here. There's been a lot of friends that have gone to school here. So for their you know, under the hood thoughts about what they've accomplished here, it was just exciting to come back. And college jobs are hard to come by, and this happened to be for me a gold mine and a jackpot where we want to be.
On that note, you know, what the opportunity to be a head coach again, I'm sure was big for you, and at the Division I level is what a lot of folks strive to do there. You've been a number of different places in juniors and some Division III experience, like, so, and obviously most recently a D1 assistant. What about this being able to call the shots again is something that you enjoy doing?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed being a head coach. You know, I think the chair is a different chair. The expectation standard, there are different standards, except, you know, than exception. You know, I've been fortunate with being an assistant coach to people that really put a lot of trust in you. That part has been a great experience for me, but a lot of my time I've been a head coach, and that part I'm excited for. It's great to build a staff. It was great to, I think, put some foundation here as far as the recruiting trail, and now get some commits go in the direction we would like to go.
How has along those lines, how has roster construction gone, not only for this year, but for what you guys are looking to build on?
Yeah, the roster construction, I think when we took over, obviously there was a lot of transition between how it's protected or not protected as far as rosters go, the portal. We had some quick finds, you know, as far as player personnel, getting them in here, making sure the right people, the right fit, not only as players, but we wanted to get the right people. And fortunately, some players here that have come in now have played for me in the past. That for me was a big bonus to know that is locked in. I think as you continue to move forward, we're trying to get down the road and get ahead of a few things, not wait in line for people. Definitely show an identity. We want to be a player development first place that can win through that process. A lot of our time has been spent in pro hockey. A lot of our time spent in junior hockey, where I think development is just such at a high peak, high standard. We want to bring a lot of those thoughts into the program here. College offers a lot of time on that side. And I think those players we want to get here, we want them to play on TV, the big picture, and have NHL goals. And those are guys we're going after.
Very cool. Now, you talked about assembling a staff. What goes into that? Obviously, you have people, you know, the hockey community, especially the coaching community, very connected, very tight-knit, seemingly more than other sports at times. But what was your kind of goal putting this group together, and what are they going to provide for you guys?
Yeah, I think there was the combination. One, I was really interested in people that had been a head coach. That was the chair's hot. It's a little bit different. I wanted people that had experienced that for sure. Everyone here that's been hired, from Troy Ward to Keith Paulson to Corey McCracken, we've all been through a lot of wars together over time. And I thought that partly for a staff, you want to find your blind spot. You want to know that you surround yourself with people that can catch some areas that you're not really on, or vice versa. They're extremely good at it, and that's something that you want handled by someone else. I love the fact that obviously Troy and I have worked together a number of places along the time, from the American Hockey League all the way through summertime and being on the ice. Keith and I grew up together, have worked together in Sioux City and Madison, and Corey and I just have a long-standing relationship as a coach, and we're all good friends. At the same time, there's definitely a hard hat to put on here and come to work. Everyone understands that responsibility about what it takes to get the job done. But I think that experience time of the pro side of things and the responsibility of making players better and being great teachers was definitely on the forefront.
Very cool. You know, you personally transitioning now from the Big Ten to the CCHA, and what do you see from kind of maybe a CCHA outsider to now being inside the league and having some conversations with Don and with other coaches in the league?
Well, what I think, we're blessed. I mean, I think Don is big time about what he does, his experiences along the way. Don's got a vision and a forecast, not only for the landscape of college hockey as it lays now, but what it wants to become and how it can maybe transcend into the next chapter and the next chapter. And you love the fact that he's lived through all these trenches himself, which is pretty powerful. I think the league is good. The league is it's got a lot of parity. I think it's got great coaches. It's got communities that are very invested in their programs. The number one thing you hear out there is like, oh, it's the CCHA, but I would challenge everybody to say that this league has got as much parity and prime for opportunity for players and coaches and staff to really thrive. It's not every time that I think all of our locations allow our programs to be maybe the big show in town as far as hockey cities and members of their community. And, you know, from the outside, you didn't really know what it was, except for now you find out just how competitive everyone is here. And the relationships we have together along the way are ever changing as we become rivals now. So that's the fun part.
That's a good point you bring up about the communities being, you know, these are all hockey towns that that the CCHA dwells in and battles in every weekend. You know, for you having coached a number of levels, you mentioned the junior levels and a little bit of Division III, and what do you enjoy most about where you're at now, and what can you kind of bring with you from those experiences you had at the different levels, different levels of hockey to now?
Yeah, I mean, the number one would be on the development side. I think the player development side, the responsibility you hold in the American Hockey League for guys to not only for their own careers, but for their, you know, franchises, to make sure they trust in you to build pros. But we want to impact people. We want to make sure that what we do day to day here is taken care of every day, winning manner. There's going to be a lot of things we do outside the boards that really are, I want these guys to leave here as the best husbands, the best fathers, the best people they can be. But all along, we're going to push them hard to be players. But they're not going to lose sight of what the bottom line is. And people win games. We don't coach hockey players. We coach people. And we want to make sure that we are every day trying to win that battle.
And what are some things you're looking to accomplish, you know, not only down the line, but in the first few weeks here? I know you've been only on the ice for about a week and a half, but what are some of the things you're looking to get done before the puck officially drops in about a month from now?
Big thing for us is fundamentals. We want to be fundamentally sound. I think fundamentals win. Fundamentals and habits go back to when you're tired, when you're in the dog days, all of those things. Maybe kick off some nasty summer habits that creep in, I think, along the way. Get those out of the way, but really fundamentally be strong. As we continue to challenge people, I think we're trying to figure out what button it is that pushes people. We definitely spent a lot of time on how each player learns, what's best fit for them. And as we continue to get into things here, we're going to try to, you know, get into implementing some offense and defense, and then get into specials as we get closer. And we're really excited for the hours to lift and spend more time with the team. But at the same time, I'm looking forward to our guys being great ambassadors for our community in campus, while we have this time on our side to really get ahead academically and make sure we're doing our part out there.
You've had a chance to obviously meet with some of the guys, that some of the returners, some of the new guys you brought in, whether it be, you know, freshmen or transfers. Have you seen any leadership qualities from any players already? I know it's a little bit maybe early for that, but has anyone kind of stood out to you as someone who's going to be a leader in this team in some capacity?
Yeah, I mean, there is. I think there's individuals, you know, Sammy Morton is a good example. He's been here. He's gone through a lot of adversity with injury. Tony Malinowski has been here. They've gone through some long days. They're post-grad players. I think those guys – all of the guys that stayed here for me are leaders. They found a way. They wanted to stay here for the community. They want to stay here for the program. They didn't get in the portal. That was very meaningful, not only for me, but I think it was a point in a why you want to be a Maverick moment. And I think we've expanded on that. And as every leader, it takes a tribe. So we're trying to make sure we continue to build that group around them. And we want to make sure we're really solid and thick through our leadership capabilities. Doesn't matter the class in school or how long they've been there.
And then lastly, I told you I wasn't going to quiz you on the schedule, but you have some tough games out of the chute with obviously St. Cloud State, UMass, and North Dakota, who are all big time college hockey powers in the non-conference after your exhibition there against Nebraska. But obviously, you didn't have a ton to do with maybe some of the scheduling. Some games were set previously, but you know, what is it about this schedule? Not only the grueling CCSA schedule, but the non-conference that you look to get out of some of these games.
Well, I think when you lose your top whatever 9 or 11 scores of the previous season. It doesn't. We want to focus on ourselves. We know the opponents are going to be tough. We know that the not only the CCHA brings it every single weekend with their competition, but I think when you get in the non-conference opportunity to go play against different leagues, different programs, that's important that we do so. It's really important that we keep making ourselves better every time and every opportunity we get. So for us to get off the gate and get out the door here, I think against good competition is measuring sticks for us as a program. And not only as a coach, but as players, you want to make sure you're out there playing against best people and best programs. And that competition right off the hop with those top teams will be a steep one, but exciting one for us to get going.
All right, Luke, thanks so much for taking a few minutes today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the CCHA Show. For stories, scores, stats, and more, visit ccha.com.